right, Lambez on base. Amr Ablaza. Gedolah Tefillah Yosef Maisim Tovim. Tefillah is even more powerful than Maisim Tovim. Shein Lecha Gadol Maisim Tovim Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no one who was better at Maisim Tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval became lo nanela b'tefillah. But it was this tefillah that got him answered. Shnemar al Tosaf Daber Ilai v'samich lei alei Rosh HaPiska. He said, stop talking to me. And then because of the tefillah, Hashem was ultimately willing to show Moshe Eretz Yisrael, even though he wasn't willing to bring him into Eretz Yisrael. V'amra b'loza Gedolah Tainis Yosef Menet Tzedakah. Fasting is more powerful than tzedakah. My taima zebegufa zebemimono. Why is that so? Because tainus is your whole body. Tzedakah is only with your money. Vamar blazer gadola tefila yosemer kabanos. Tefila is more powerful than kabanos. Shemar lovely rubs of chechem uksiv of parschem kapechem. Shemar says, I don't need all your kabanos. You spread out your hands in prayer. Amr of Yochanan kol koin shargas and nefesh lo yisa es kapav. Shemar yidechem dam milev. That a Kohen who has killed someone cannot do Birchas Kohanim because their hands are full of blood. There is a lot of halachic literature on that topic. What about a chayal in the IDF? What about someone who killed someone in a car accident? What about a surgeon and someone died on the table? All of these situations. There are tshuvas in the postman of Adi Yosef has a lot to say about this. But anyway, main point number one, tefillah is greater than Maisim Tovim, fasting greater than tzedakah, and tefillah greater than karbanos. So maybe we could bridge it. Tefillah greater than Maisim Tovim and Karbanos, and fasting is greater than Tzedakah. And number two, a Kohen who killed someone cannot be Nosei Kapov. V'am Rav Lazar, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Ninalu Shari Tefillah. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah have been locked. Shnemar, Gam Ki Azak V'Ashaveh, Shesom Tefillah Si. V'af Pi Shari Tefillah Ninalu, Shari Dimalo Ninalu. But even though the gates of Tefillah may be locked, the gates of tears are not locked. Shnemar, Shama Tefillah Si Hashem Shavasi Ha'azina Al Demasi Kel Demasi Kel. Techarash, Al Techarash. Rava lo gozer ta'anisa biyoma di'iva. Rava would not be gozer a fast day on a cloudy day. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says sakosa va'ananlach me'avor tefila, that when we are covered with clouds, the tefila is not going to be as effective. We need to have a day that is where the tefila is going to be more effective. Okay. The clouds blocked the tefillah. Sakosa became like a sukkah, V'amar Reb Lazar, miyom shchar beis hamikdash nifseka chomas barzel bein shol avim shebashmayim. From the day the beis hamikdash was destroyed, we have a separation of an iron wall between the Jewish people and Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar, v'ata kachcha machvas barzel v'nasata osakir barzel bein chov v'ein eir. Amr Abichan and Amr Abichanina. Kalamaruch b'tfilaso ain't tfilaso chazeres rekam. Anyone who lengthens his tefillah will not be turned back empty-handed. Minolan, how do I know that? Min Moshe Rabbeinu. I know it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Shenemar. Pasuk says v'espalal al Hashem. Pasuk says for 40 days Moshe was v'espalal Hashem. Uksiv basrei v'yishma Hashem elai gam b'pamayi. That Hashem listened b'pamayi. Why? Because he was marich in his tefillah for 40 days. Eini v'amar b'chia barab b'amar b'yochan kol amarach b'tfasuma ayein ba sof balidei ke'ev leiv. Didn't we say that if you make a long tefillah and you're ma'ayin in your tefillah, it's just going to set you up for heartbreak? Shenemar tochelus m'mushacha machle leiv. In an elongated tefillah is going to cause heartbreak, heart ailment. Ma'itakante, what should you do to fix it? Yasok b'torah. Shenemar ve'eitz chayim. Taiva ba'avein Eitz Chaim ela Torah. Shenemar Eitz Chaim ilmachazikim ba. That in Eitz Chaim has to be a reference to the Torah. But bottom line, we have a kasha. Is being marich in your tefillah a good thing or a bad thing? Lo kasha. Had marich ma'ayin ba, had marich v'lo ma'ayin ba. It depends if you are also ma'ayin. To just be marich without being ma'ayin in your tefillah, that's a good thing. When you're also ma'ayin in your tefillah, that is a bad thing. Amrav chama, Rabbi Chanina imra adam shespal v'lo nena, yachsav yispal. If you see that you davened and didn't work, daven again. Shremer kavei al Hashem chazak v'yamesi becha, and then what do? V'kavei al Hashem. Daven again. Each time you daven again. So what was the last main? So main point number three, from the times of the Churban, the gates of tefillah are closed, but the gates of tears are still open. And a long davening is good if you're not ma'ayin bo, but if you're ma'ayin bo, it's no good. Tan Rabbanan, arba tzrichin chizik. Four things require constant strengthening. Ve'eloein, Torah, u'maisim tovim, u'tfila, v'derech eretz. How do I know this Torah? Maisim tovim minayin shenemar rak chazak v'amatz, ma'od l'shmor v'la'asos k'chol ha'Torah. Chazak v'Torah. Chazak means in Torah v'amatz, b'maisim tovim. Tfila minayin, how do I know tfila needs strengthening? Shenemar kaveh l'Hashem chazak v'amatz, libecha v'kaveh l'Hashem. So Derech Eretz Minayin, how do I know Derech Eretz needs strengthening? Shneamar, Chazak v'nis chazek, ba'adameinu, and that's with regard to, what is it, about Milchama, which is considered Derech Eretz. V'atomer Tzion, azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechachani. Tzion said, God has abandoned me and he has forgotten me. Hainu azu v'hainu shchuchu. What's the difference between abandoned and forgotten? The Jewish people said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Adam nosi isha al ishto rishona, zocher maisa rishona. A guy marries a second wife, he still remembers the first wife. Ata azavtani, ushachachtani. Not only have you abandoned me by taking, by moving on from me, you've forgotten me as well. Amla Kodesh Baruch Hu biti yud beis mazalos brasi berkia. You should know that I made 12 mazalos in the heavens. Val kol mazal mazal brasi lo shloshim chel, and there are 30 legions for each mazal. Val kol chel v'chel brasi lo shloshim ligayon, and there are 30 other units for each of those for each chel. Val kol ligayon ligayon brasi lo shloshim rihaton, and there are 30 subunits for each ligayon. Val kol rahaton rahaton brasi lo shloshim karton, and there are 30 subunits for each. You get the point. Valkol karton v'karton brasi l'shoshim gistra. Valkol gistra v'gistra talisi bo shalosh meos v'shishim chamisha alfei ribo kochavim k'neged yemos hachama. And corresponding to each gistaria, I made 365,000 times 10,000. 365,000 ribo of stars corresponding to the 365 days on the solar calendar. V'kul lo brasi el b'shvulcha. And you know why I created all those things? For you. You realize how foolish it sounds to say that I have forgotten you. You know how much I've done for you. Hatishkach isha ula amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu klum eshkach ola sayalim. You think I forgot the karbanos ola upitri recham shekrafta lefanei b'midbar and the pitri rechem that you brought, the becharos that you brought for me in the midbar. Amar lefanav ribono shalom hol vein shichlof nei kisek vadech Hashem lo tishkach li maisa egel. Uh-oh, if you remember everything, then you might remember the maisa egel as well. Amar lo gam eilet tishkach. Oh no, so you do forget, so then you might forget our Sinai and the covenant we made with you. I'm not going to forget you. I will forget this, that's reference to Maisa Egel. I won't forget you, that's Maisa Sinai. So main point number five. Four things need chizik, maisim tovim, tefila, Torah, derech eretz, or Torah, tefila, maisim tovim, derech eretz. And number six, all of the cosmos is created for us, proving that Hashem never forgets us, but He will forget the egel. Even though He never forgets us, we will forget the egel. Do a few more lines. Good. Chassidim Arishonim Ayushon Shah Achas. Chassidim Arishonim used to wait a Shah Achas before davening. Minan Emili. Amr Rishon Levi Amakra. Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. Amr Rishon Levi Amaspal Tzarech Lishol Shah Achas Achar Tfilasav. Not only before the Tfila, after the Tfila, you should wait a little bit. Shnemar Ach Tzadikim Yodu Lashimcha. Yashru Yusharim Espanecha. Tanya Namiachi. Hamispal Tzarech Shisha Shah Achas Kodim Tfilasav. Vishah Achas. Achar tefila, so you need to spend a little time before tefila and a little time after tefila. Kodem tefila, so minayin shnemar, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. It says Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. That's why, what do we do in that time that we're spending kodem tefila? We say Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. La achar tefila, so minayin dechsiv, ach tzadikim yodul shimcha, yoshvi yishar mes panecha. Tan Rabban, chasidim arishonim arishon sha'achas mispalin, sha'achas umispalin sha'achas, v'chozim shon sha'achas. They used to spend one sha'ah preparing, one sha'ah davening, and one sha'ah afterwards. V'chmiachas sha'shohin, teisha shos b'yom. If sha'ah means an hour, so three tefillahs a day, and each one took 3 hours, b'tefillah, if they spent 9 hours a day on tefillah, taras anech mishtameras, malach tanech nasis. How did they have time to learn Torah? How did they have time to do any work? How did they get anything done? Elo mitoch she chasidim heim? Tarasa mishtameras umalachtan misparechas. Because they are chasidim, Hashem made sure that their Torah was protected and that their malacha was blessed, that they were able to accomplish more in less time. So the last main point of it, or at least for today, main point number 7, waiting an hour, it's appropriate to wait an hour before davening and after davening. And if one does so, the parnasa and Torah will be taken care of on their own. Meaning it's all about amunah and bitachon, and that's enhanced by the experience of tefillah. Okay.